5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, and welcome to Newscast, episode 40. I am your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me, as always, we got Andy Gergen.
What's up, Mr. Ronahan?
Nathan Mustafa.
Hello.
And Zachary Miller.
There are monkeys in my pants.
I un chango en tus pantalones, señor.
Si!
When isn't there monkeys in your pants, dude? Every goddamn day.
Speaking of monkeys, you can take the monkey off of Aaron Rodgers' back because the Packers won the damn Super Bowl.
Go
Packers.
Hell yeah. That was a good
Wait a minute.
Game.
Yeah. Take a monkey off. Like, the dude's been a starting quarterback for, like, what, 2 years? 3 years?
Yeah,
what kind of a monkey could he have?
He's following Favre.
He's had to prove himself. I mean, this is the first time.
I guess I've been way too into football this entire season, and especially the past 2 weeks. But back... For people who actually have any idea about this, Joe Montana, really great Niners quarterback, got traded to the Chiefs. Steve Young succeeded him and didn't go to the Super Bowl for a couple years and finally went to it, and they won. And he was famously quoted as, you know, saying that, you know, finally got the monkey off my back.
Okay. What was the time between when Montana got there and when Young got there? Because
3-4 years.
Hasn't it been like a decade since Favre took the Packers to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, he's still following Favre.
I guess. Well, I mean, as a guy who has followed a championship-caliber football team before, and it has been many, many years since I had to worry about that particular problem, congratulations to you. It is a good feeling, and I understand.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's so wonderful. I was in awe throughout the entire game, just in the season, especially because, as I was saying, this was probably the closest I followed football in a very long time, and it happened to be the year that the Packers just, like, went through a lot of shit and then kicked ass at the end of the year to win it all. It's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. And and during the playoffs, they were, you know, the lowest seed.
So yeah, in the NFC. They are only the second team to ever do that.
So
the other team is actually the Pittsburgh Steelers about 5 years ago.
Fucking Neil, can
Steelers,
I ask
man.
Exactly why you're a Packers fan? You're not from Wisconsin area, are you?
No. I don't think I've explained this on the podcast before. I explained it to
a
bunch of people. Well, when my dad was younger, my dad grew up on Long Island in New York, and the Giants sucked, and the Jets didn't exist yet. So there was this coach who was on the Giants who went to go coach the Green Bay Packers, a man named Vince Lombardi. And because of that connection, then my dad started rooting for the Packers. And then, yeah, they were really good. He followed them throughout all the terrible years in the 70s and the 80s.
The Packers won the very first Super Bowl, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. They won 1, 2, 31, and 45.
Fantastic. Congrats. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's always a good time to watch your team kick ass.
Yeah. Let's talk about video games.
All right.
So we got some features going on the site. First up, we got a virtual console handheld. It's a wish list feature.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nathan, what Game Boy games do you like?
Oh, I didn't write any of those features, but what Game Boy games do I like? I love... Can I talk Game Boy Color as well?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's also on a virtual console on 3DS.
Dragon Warrior Monsters is the game of games.
I've always been wanting to check that out.
Incredible. I really hope they bring that one out.
Yeah, that's a great game.
The sequel was decent, but I had already kind of played way too much of the first one. And I think we talked about this on the last newscast too.
Yeah,
but
we did talk a little bit.
Fantastic game.
Aren't you going to be writing an Extra Life on that?
I will be, and it should go up next week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, personally, I think the game trumps Pokemon.
I don't know if I go in many ways. I mean, it's been a long time since I played Dragon Warrior Monsters, but it's excellent. I look
primarily because of payoff.
Your article
at the end. There's no, you know, Pokemon. I don't think has a sufficient crescendo at the end. It's kind of like whoop-de-doo.
You beat the Elite Four. Now you got to collect them all.
Yeah, and you do that, and then it's just like, oh, you did it. Oh, hey, you did it.
And then, that's right.
You know, I'm like, nothing. Please, it's a video game. You can give me whatever you want to make in the game. You know, but no, they don't. But yeah, Dragon Warrior Monsters has an amazing ending, and it's one of my favorite parts about it, and I will be sure to write about it. Also, Dragon Warrior 1 and 2.
I had that on the Game Boy Color. Excellent.
That one has a permanent spot in the Game Boy Player at my house. Fantastic.
You have a Game Boy Player just for that, and then you have a second Game Boy Player for everything else.
You have to, like, go through the process of unhooking it from your GameCube to put in the other one.
But it's worth it.
Yes, I bought a second GameCube, separate television. This is the Dragon Warrior Monsters.
This
is the Dragon Warrior one.
You wasted so much money. All you really needed is a second Game Boy Player.
Yeah, I guess, but then you have to pull it out, put it back in.
That's true, the screws, yeah.
Might as well just change the cartridge.
I got my Game Boy Player for $10 at a flea market, like a year after it came
bastard.
Out. And I bought it off of, like, some 8-year-old kid who looked like he was going to cry when I bought it. I thought it was so terrible. But I was just like, this is a really good deal. This shit's, like, 40 new.
Dude, when I was in the Pokemon
League... evil. Neil,
when
no.
I was in the
you're
Pokemon
evil.
League in Boston...
Hey, he was selling it. It wasn't like I stole it from him.
Was his mom making him sell it? Could you tell?
I don't know.
What if he was selling it to buy bread for his family?
Well,
and that's why
he
was so sad.
He wanted to go buy bread.
Didn't he?
A deal's a deal, man.
Oh my God, you heartless
person. you're gonna call me heartless in a second. I was in the Pokemon League in the comic shop when I was a teenager, and that means the card game, and I'd go in there and routinely crush 8-year-olds, and
physically?
One time I traded two non-holographic cards for a super rare holographic card from this like 9-year-old kid. I convinced him that these two cards were incredible. And I was like, dude, these two cards, man, it took me forever to get these cards, and they're awesome. All I want is
you're
your Nido King.
You know what, Zach? I don't think you're a jerk or a monster for that. I just think you're an idiot for wasting your time on Pokemon cards.
No, I was actually reflecting on this, because a friend of mine started playing Pokemon Fire Red a lot recently.
Oh,
and we were talking about the whole Pokemon craze. First off, I remember it happening. I basically determined that it was because it came out in fall of 98. And by the beginning of the school year in September 99, I was kind of done with all the peripheral Pokemon shit. And I didn't realize it was that short of amount of time that I was really into Pokemon. It was basically, there was a year that I watched the cartoon show and I played the cards. I mean, I was like 10 years old.
I
so
wasn't allowed to watch the Pokemon cartoon.
What?
I was not allowed to watch the Pokemon cartoon. Or Power Rangers, for that matter.
Power Rangers is violent, but Pokemon is not.
Listen, I was not allowed to watch Power Rangers or Pokemon or anything like that. I could, however, go home and watch James Bond, like old John Wayne war movies. I don't know what it was.
Conflicting.
Dude, have you ever seen McClintock? It's a fun movie.
Did not. Nope.
Never heard of it.
John Wayne. It's funny.
All right.
Anyway, so Game Boy games. I picked Kid Dracula and Donkey Kong 94.
Kid Dracula is so awesome.
Yeah, Kid Dracula is like the hidden gem of the Game Boy, in my opinion. It's like kind of a spoof Castlevania game where when I was reading about it, like kind of researching the history behind it, apparently Kid Dracula is supposed to be Alucard. But
really?
I don't know if that's like canon.
It's like Yoshi's,
but it's basically just like,
it's
this,
like Yoshi's Island, Castlevania.
Yeah. But it's this cool little platformer, and you play as, you know, Dracula's son, Kid Dracula, and like he turns into a bat. You can like walk on the ceiling. You get in like every level, you get a new power up, which is really cool.
I can understand why it was a hidden gem. The album art is just not album art. The cover art is just terrible.
It's a good
record.
It's like Microsoft Paint. Gone wrong.
Although it is a game that I actually didn't experience until I started dating Lauren, because she had a Game Boy that like she played a crap ton of Dr. Mario and Cat Rap, which is the game that she wrote about.
Cat Rap.
This wasn't like near the Game Boy launch, was it?
I think Cat Rap was early.
No, not how long you've been with Lauren, right?
No. This is like 4 years.
I don't know if this is like some sort of extreme form of arranged marriage.
No. But I was just like, Kid Dracula, huh? That game sounds kind of fun. And I borrowed her Game Boy, played the game. Like at this point, like I don't even know if we were dating. We might have just been hanging out. And then I just sat there and played Kid Dracula for like 3 hours. and she was on the computer, and she's like, do you want to do anything? I'm like, not really.
I am doing something.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a lot of fun for me. I'm surprised we're still together.
Yeah, like, not dating, and you already had your priorities straight. Good job, Neil.
Yeah.
That classic, like, nerd picture. Like, she's standing there all being sexy, and she's like, you want to do anything? And you're like, I am doing something.
Well, that's like me now with Picross. I mean, I feel like a broken record. It's mentioned every other episode, but it's true. Like,
I've almost
we'll be hanging out.
I'm two puzzles away from beating it.
Dude, just start playing random. I realize that, like, that game is truly the devil. Because she had her DS lying around. I figured I'd play some Picross. It's been a while. Mm. And I just played random. And it's like the whole game is brand new again. Like, I love that game so much, but it just depresses me. Because I know I could theoretically just play that until I die.
I take it to work, and if I have to go to the bathroom, I bring it in there.
Do you ever accidentally leave the volume on?
No, but you know what? The longer I play it, the more I wish you could turn off that stupid little bouncing guy on top. He's just distracting and annoying.
He is. He's like the equivalent of the helper paperclip in Microsoft Word.
And some of the music is really annoying.
All of it.
I kind of like the music. It goes with the game for me, but I understand why some people just turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I talk about my virtual console games?
Do it.
All right. Kirby's Dream Land 2.
Excellent.
One of my favorite Kirby games. Probably
I could not wait for that game to come out.
After Kirby's Adventure.
Dude, that game is fantastic. They really went off the deep end with the powers in that one. You know,
I really hope that comes because I've only played Kirby's Dream Land 1 on Game Boy.
Oh, Neil.
Kirby's Dream Land 2 is a whole different game.
Completely different. I mean, no.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby's Dream Land 1 is the first frickin' Kirby game. It's
exactly.
Relatively unheralded.
No, you can, you know, it's the one where you can just tap A rapidly and blitz through the level. But, you know, 2 added so much junk. Loved it.
I love how you're a sunfish who can get up on land and hop around.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part of the whole game. Also, Gooey's first appearance is in Kirby's Dream Land 2.
So what were your other games,
and then
Zach?
Boomer's Adventures in Asmic World, which might just
that's developed by the same company that made Cat Rap.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I kid you not. And we actually, Lauren looked up to see what happened to that company, and apparently they distribute DreamWorks movies in Japan.
Huh, that's funny.
Which is just kind of those, like, oh, so that's what happened to them.
Boomer's Adventure is very early in the Game Boy's life. You're a little dinosaur who digs holes and enemies fall in them, and then you cover them up while their eyes are huge and tearing up.
What? That's kind of disturbing.
It really is.
I don't even understand what you just said.
Like, the graphic for their eyes in the pit are pleading and terrified, and you bury them
alive. Why are you hurting them?
Well, because they're trying to kill you.
Okay.
Supposedly. I mean, they're really just walking around this maze, but...
So it's kind of like Kirby's Epic Yarn, where you kind of feel like a shit in the first couple levels because you realize that you're just killing all these guys and they're not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
They're just like running around, minding their own business. Oh, shit, he just unraveled me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Thank you, Neil. You know what? I hadn't thought of that before, but you gave me another reason to hate that game.
But no, it's a fun game. It'll never come to the virtual handheld. Not in a million years, but it's really fun. I wish I still had it. And my third game, just guess what my third game is.
Does it involve an underage female?
Dead or alive dinosaurs?
I don't.
It's prehistoric breasted
combat of giants boobs.
No, we all know it's Shantae, Zach.
It is Shantae.
Yeah.
The original.
That's shocking.
I know, right? Yeah, it needs to come out, and I think it will, given Risky Revenge's success.
Yeah.
Let's go way forward.
Yeah, so...
That's all.
Moving on. Yeah, we also have Extra Life is going on, which we alluded to earlier. And that's going to be weekly. And I guess as a special bonus to all you newscast listeners... We will be having guest contributors. We have our first one lined up for sometime in March. So that will be really cool because in addition to hearing us wax rhetoric about old games, you'll also be able to hear other people, some
wax
people that are
rhetoric.
Probably more qualified than us, that might actually make games. or write about them for a living.
You should explain briefly what Extra Life is all about for those who have maybe gotten confused by the fact that it came
forgotten
and went.
Already.
Yeah.
Extra Life is a weekly column focused on giving games a first, second, or third chance. Should I keep going?
Yeah, you may as well.
Each week, someone will look at a game they missed, remembered fondly from their childhood, or just thought was passed over. It could be a game that received universal appraisal, or one that seemingly nobody played.
I think appraisal is used wrongly there. It's not being valued.
Everyone appraised the game.
Universally appraised, maybe not universally. These games weren't on Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, the manufactured suggested retail price was the same across all continents.
Nathan, you played a game that's been appraised at used game stores across the country for like 50 cents.
Yeah, I did. I did. Super Mario Bros.
Yeah. That was actually a really good read. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a really good play. Love that game.
I just did Solar Striker today.
And see now...
Back such bad memories.
So I think, Nathan, now you have to go through and play the Lost Levels and compare the two.
Yes.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
It's a lot harder, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah.
It's more or less the same deal.
Yeah, I think next I'm writing Dragon Warrior Monsters, but that's something I'm very familiar with. But, you know, I'll take suggestions for any NES games that you think need to be written about that I should play. Most of them, hint, I haven't played.
Totally cool. So send that in to newscast@nintendoworldreport.com.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do Pokemon Pinball next. I'm excited.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do Metal Storm.
Oh, my God. I want to see you play through Castlevania 2 without using an FAQ.
Oh, okay.
It'll never happen.
I'll write this down. I mean, I probably won't make it through how you're making it
sound.
I loved
Castlevania 2. I played that game to completion.
That's because you like the original Metroid.
Yeah,
you know, I could also do Zelda 2.
I hated Castlevania 2, but loved the original Metroid when I was a kid.
I think I probably just used a walkthrough even when I was a kid for Castlevania 2, like a player's guide or something, because I don't recall ever having a problem with the translation in that game, because I just always knew where to go. Maybe an older cousin showed me or something. But.
I know, I got Castlevania 2 and Castlevania 3 at the same time, because a lot of my original Nintendo collection was built up in the mid-90s. Because that's when my cousin gave me his original Nintendo before, like when I was really little. It was just I played it at my cousin's house.
Andy, and you and I are ancient.
As he got older.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is true.
I was born the same year as the Game Boy.
Oh my God!
Nah,
I was born the year before.
I was in fourth grade.
Fossil. Can I have Zach examine you?
But I got Castlevania 2 and Castlevania 3 at the same time and, like, played Castlevania 2 for about 15 minutes. I was like, this is shit. And then played Castlevania 3 and loved it.
I recognize that Castlevania 3 is the better game, and I would probably prefer to play it, like, right now. But I have much fonder memories of playing the second one. The music to me was better. There was a lot more different kinds of levels. Like, I think I liked the cities. I don't know. It was just such a unique game. Like the kind of environments in that game just stand out. Like the memories just stand out. They're much clearer. I actually really should replay that, but I'm not gonna bother trying it without an FAQ because I'd never get anywhere.
Andy, I will play it and I'll try it without an FAQ.
I cannot promise that you will be successful, but I look forward to reading it regardless.
That one's a virtual console, right?
Yeah. All are.
Well, hopefully, there's the internet.
Do you actually have an original Nintendo, or are you going all off a virtual console?
Going all off a virtual console. I guess I could go down to ye old game store and buy one of those knockoff NESs. And,
I think I have a copy of Castlevania 2.
Castlevania 2 had a battery save, didn't it? Or was it password?
It must have been password.
Okay. Because I wouldn't want to play any game that had a battery save nowadays. There's no way the battery still works.
I love password saves.
I'm still trying to struggle through the ghost ship in Castlevania 3. Like, I can get to the final boss, but by the time I get to him, my health is so depleted, like, he kills me in one hit.
Also, has the Flame Whip ever come back from Castlevania 2?
In more recent Castlevania
games. I'm not really
games,
that big of a Castlevania player, though.
The Flame Whip in Castlevania 2 was awesome.
Circle of the Moon had a Flaming Whip.
I guess they've kind of gone away from whips almost altogether, so it's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
I tried playing Harmony of Despair, like the demo for it.
Was that any good?
Oh, man.
I've heard no.
It's the camera's freaking terrible.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like, it's awful. So then I just, because my friend's been playing Symphony of the Night on my 360 off and on for like the past 6 months. He's almost done the Inverted Castle, but it was funny just watching him struggle because it's getting pretty hard near the end.
No, if you level up in that game, it gets really freaking easy. Like you can beat Dracula at the very end with little to no effort if you're leveled up pretty well.
Yeah, he kind of got cocky and then just blazed through parts of it without leveling up.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right.
But yeah,
should
I think yeah, Extra Life is up on the site every Tuesday. Virtual Console handheld feature will be wrapping up by the time you hear this. I believe we have maybe one entry after today, or it might be done today. I'm not 100% sure. And that's Wednesday, by the way. But let's move on to what you're reviewing. And first up, we got Zach reviewing a WiiWare game called
Doc Clock, the Toasted Sandwich of Time.
Sounds funny.
It sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds really whimsical.
It does. Andy sent me this. Thank you, Andy.
No problem.
And then I spent 10 minutes trying to get my Wii to turn on.
No.
Gonna have to send that shit in. Yeah.
It happens, and Zach. You're old.
I know. I'm an ancient fossil. But the game is a physics-based platformer slash puzzle game where you walk left and right through an environment. That's all you can do is walk left and right. You can't jump. But you can manipulate things in the environment that are a close distance to you. So if you need to cross a bridge, you can pick up a big, long piece of wood and put it across the gap. And then you can take these environmental objects and put them in your bag for later. And it's really just a very repetitious game. Like, you cross a million gaps, you create 100 ramps to get up higher, and sometimes you have to combine objects, but it's never very hard to figure out what you have to do. The place where the game kind of stumbles is that it seems like it would be better suited to an iPhone or an iPad, where you can just touch and drag the object that you're trying to use instead of having to go a certain distance from it, hold down the A button, you know, drag it around with the Wii remote. But as it is, it's a very slow-moving game because you have to be very careful about how you manipulate objects. So I'm not too far into it, but it doesn't seem like... I hope it offers a lot more later on.
Is there a story to speak of that might explain the weird name?
In the very beginning of the game, the professor creates, or he invents...
The doctor.
The doctor, thank you. He accidentally turns, like, his dog into a robot or something. So he tries to go back in time to undo it, but he accidentally moves forward in time, and he has to collect all the pieces of his time machine to, you know, go back in time and help his dog.
Okay.
Or whatever.
You know,
I don't
like the title of this game. It really, and I guess I'm judging the book by its cover, but I really hate the games that push to play on that nerd internet humor deal, you know? What's it called? Like the Toasted Mystery Sandwich of Time or something?
The Toasted Sandwich of Time, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, it really doesn't have much to do with Toasted Sandwich either, because you collect... One of the collectibles in the game is you collect sandwiches.
Uh-huh. It's
like one sandwich per level.
Okay.
I'm really not sure what they do, but I don't know why it's called that.
They're silly, Zach.
It's very silly. And there are robots, you know. The future is composed primarily of robots who want to kill people. Uh-huh. But the robots are stupid, and they just throw things, and they're like, eradicate the humans.
Oh...
Okay.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
So, that's enough said about that.
Yeah.
Please.
Hopefully I'll like it later on.
So, Andy.
Yes.
You are reviewing two games?
I am only reviewing one at the moment. I just finished up Jam City Roller Girls. That went live on the site yesterday.
I wanted to
That
hear...
actually looked pretty cool. I read your review of that.
After playing more of it, the review's up on the site, but if you wanted to give us a verbal analysis.
Yeah, sure. It's very much Road Rash meets Mario Kart, with You know, I mean, it's a WiiWare game, so the production value is scaled back a fair bit. There's only five teams, there's only five tracks, and basically it's, I mean, roller derby is a team sport, but basically you only play as the one player on the team that can score points. Like, basically, if this is a football game, the equivalent would be the quarterback, which is not that different from other sports games, I suppose. But basically, I mean, as I mentioned last time, the whole point is to pass other players in the track and to gain control of each round by being the first player through the pack, because all the other skaters are required to kind of stick together in a pack. So you go through the pack the first time, and then you gain control of the round, and that means you can end the round at any time, which means if your opponent's about to score more points, you can end the round before they do. And then you go around the track again and pass through the pack a second time to get points, and you can keep going as long as you want, but each round's only 2 minutes, or however long it is, depending on who ends the round. Anyway, that aside, it's pretty fun. I mean, there's not much to it. It's each bout is 10 minutes. The clock runs pretty consistently, so it's about a 10 minute playthrough of an actual 10 minute match. The graphics are pretty decent. I mean, once I'm gonna throw out the for a WiiWare title sort of caveat in
modifier.
There. I mean,
I think that's a legitimate modifier. You know, people always shit on that, but like, they have to get this file size down.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fact that there's like a season mode, and there's multiplayer, and there's unlockables, like you can customize your attire and personal appearance. Like, there's not a ton of things you can do, and not a ton of things you can unlock. But the fact
that's
that
a good variety.
The fact that it has all that stuff in a WiiWare title is actually kind of impressive.
It's not bare bones.
The biggest problem is that there's some hit. The biggest problem is that there's some collision detection issues. It seems like when you pass through the pack of other skaters, sometimes like when you start colliding with other skaters, it doesn't really always respond in the most obvious of ways. Like, if you're being blocked by another skater, like, their body language doesn't always say that necessarily, but you won't be able to pass them, and you won't really be sure why. There's one move you can do where if you shake your remote when you're behind a teammate, your teammate will grab you by the hand and like whip you forward, which is a roller derby thing. Hence the title of the movie, Whip It. It's kind of unreliable.
Everything makes sense now.
Yeah, it's kind of unreliable because you tend to end up more often than not getting whipped into a wall or an obstacle of some sort. So it's not all that useful. The stages are kind of cool. They're not that complicated, but they're kind of Mario Kart-ish. There's like ramps and like environmental based obstacles. Like there's a team called the Dairyland Dolls, and their level is like a barn, and there's like bales of hay on the track you have to avoid, and there's like a tractor that circles through this courtyard, and you have to go through the courtyard and avoid being hit by the tractor. It's kind of cool. It's an arcade racer with a little bit of combat. It's not a great game, but it's a lot of fun. I don't know. I had a good time. I think if you had someone to play multiplayer with, it'd be a good time. The split screen was, the frame rate was consistent. It didn't feel too dumbed down for the multiplayer. But once again, the multiplayer was just the exhibition mode. It didn't go any farther than that.
Well, I think this highlights one of the more general problems with WiiWare, is that you have this okay game out there that might hit it off pretty well with some people. But no one's gonna see it. It's not gonna be marketed to them, and they can't really try it.
Yeah.
You know, just cause not every game has a demo.
I think they might be getting a demo for that.
They are getting a demo for that.
Yeah.
Well, and it's hard to find demos.
I read post-mortem interview with the developers over at a different website, and they said that there would be a demo forthcoming. So.
Cool.
If you're interested, you want to try it out, don't want to fork over $10.
I will probably try out that.
That
demo.
Would be.
It seems interesting.
I love Mario Kart, so you know, I might see that game in a different light.
I think I know there's a lot of hype for this game in the roller derby community. I know this because I have a coworker who was on a roller derby team and has gone to a roller derby convention where they demoed this game publicly to roller derby players. So there's like two very public and competitive with each other teams in my town. They're very vocal on Twitter about each other, especially sometimes.
the term roller derby community just tickles me.
Dude, there is though. They have a con in Vegas.
I believe you, man. There's a community for everything.
They have a con in Vegas, and this game was shown off at that con. So I actually knew people who – I actually personally knew people who were very excited about this game, which kind of speaks volumes. You know, I posted that interview with the developers on the site, and there was not a single comment in the talkback thread. But if you look at the at the information on the sidebar that shows how many times it's been shared, that's like 50 shares on Facebook. Like,
wow.
I linked it to the people that I know who are on roller derby teams or involved with teams, and it got spread. I mean, the site got traffic for that, even if no one commented on it. So the audience is there, but they're not necessarily a video gaming audience, but they might become
it's a roller
Wii
derby
audience
that probably has a Wii because of Wii Sports.
Right. So maybe same thing as if they were to make a furry game.
Yes. Let's compare them to the furry community.
To the roller derby community.
Oh, you know what? I'm not making that comparison at all. I'm sorry. I'm just coming up with.
No, but
listeners, sorry.
I hear what you're saying.
You're not listening to this podcast, but I'm sorry.
It'd be cool if you were. If you are, hi.
Hey.
I think the biggest disappointment I had with the game was the fact that the season mode didn't amount to a whole lot in terms of, like, tangible benefits. Basically, the season is 10 weeks long with, you get two bye weeks in those 10 weeks. You play 8 matches. And then if you're one of the top two teams in terms of win percentage, you'll play in the championship game. And then when you win the championship, you get the reward of starting another season. That's basically it. You get a slightly different graphic in your locker room. There's like a picture of a trophy is all. And also I'm fairly certain.
Multiple trophies?
No, I went through two full seasons just to see if there was anything.
That sucks.
Different the third time, and there wasn't. But the game did get harder, I think, the second time around. That said, on the default difficulty, I only ever lost the first game that I played. So I did try a couple of games in the harder difficulty and didn't find it to be considerably different. They were a little more aggressive on scoring tactics, but other than that, it's fun. I would recommend if the demo comes out, definitely check the demo out. I had a good time playing it. I'm not sure how often I'll go back to it, but I had a good time playing it.
So is there a game that you're reviewing that you maybe see in a different light?
I got yesterday in the mail, I got Plants vs. Zombies for DS. First things first, Plants vs. Zombies, even on the DS, is a great game. If you haven't played one of the 7,000 versions of this game that already exist on every other platform, I totally
recommend
it.
I'm raising my hand.
Zach,
I've only played the demo.
This game might be for you. I mean, I'm not going to lie, the DS version is not up to snuff with the iPhone or the iPad or the PC versions. There are much better versions of this game out there. The DS, the graphics in the DS version are just pretty poor compared. The sprites aren't that different in terms of the actual appearance of them, but the animation is really broken.
Is it on the Steams?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's on Steam. It's like
I have Steam now. Maybe I should get it.
It's like $10 or $20 bucks on Steam, I think.
Oh my
ten
God.
Probably. Maybe it's 20,
well, Zach,
probably
it's
10.
I would say it's a good $10 game.
Okay.
Just hang on for a Steam sale.
Yeah, it'll be on sale at some
point.
Yeah.
I think maybe $20 is its regular price, but I'm pretty sure I paid 10 for it. I have it on Steam as well. And I have it on iPhone, which was like 10, maybe 10 bucks there too. $5 maybe.
It was like $3 on the iPhone.
Yeah. It's a great game. It's a lot of fun. The DS version, the animation on the sprites in the DS version is pretty toned down, whereas it kind of feels like on all the other versions that the sprites are sort of very fluid. I mean, they don't do a ton of animating. It's zombies walking across a lawn, and it's plants that sort of bob back and forth in place during the game. But it looks a lot choppier on the DS. Like, it looks like they took every fifth frame and animated it.
Yeah.
No.
That said, I mean, this is a game that's built for a touch interface. The DS works really well. Now, I know a lot of people prefer the multi-touch of the iPhone and the iPad, so they can, you know, do multiple things at once. I never really played on the iPad and on the iPhone. I just always use my thumb. When it comes down to playing this game with a stylus versus playing it with just my thumb, I prefer the stylus. The stylus actually works really well with this game.
Yeah, you know, on a smaller screen. On a smaller screen, I can see your point, you know, because when you play it on the iPhone, you might get the sausage fingers problem and
exactly.
Can't do what you want to do.
The content of the game appears to be pretty much the same. I'm just a little over three full worlds in. There's basically five worlds in the game, and by worlds, I mean round, like sets of 10 levels, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There's an outdoor level, and then a nighttime outdoor level.
Right.
And then a daytime level with a pool.
With the pool.
And then a nighttime level with a pool with fog. And then a rooftop level. And I'm on the fourth of those. And the content's been pretty much the same, with the one exception that they did. They threw in a level where you have to talk to your damn DS. Are we done with this? I was playing this game in public, so all I could do was scratch the microphone with my stylus, as you do.
Yeah.
There's a stage where they give you four basic pea shooters and two walnuts, and you can move them around on the playing field once they come on the stage planted already, but you can just drag them around, as you see fit. The problem is, they fall asleep. Like, the pea shooters will fall asleep because it's very hot out and the sun is blazing. So, you have to
talk to them.
You have to yell at your DS to wake them up. It's ridiculous.
This is what's wrong with video games.
Oh, God. So, you can play it by just scratching your DS or blowing into the mic. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
It just has to recognize something. But it's dumb. That also means that, because basically the way these levels are split up, in each set of 10, there's always like one stage in the middle where it's like where they mix it up. Like the first set of 10 levels, the first world, the mix it up stage is, it's a bowling stage where you have to bowl the walnuts into oncoming zombies.
I love those ones.
So in the third world of the DS game, it's the yell at the DS version of the mixing it up stage, which means something got cut, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
In order to put that in there, they had to remove something, and I don't really recall what it is they took out, but there is a ton of mini games and bonus features that are all unlocked as you play through the single player game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting there. I'm over halfway through the single player game, so I've got
Do you know if they have the Zen Garden mode?
I don't know, but I'm fairly certain they do.
Cool.
But I will double check, because I'm pretty sure everything from the regular PC version of the game and I assume the iPhone or the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the DS version has everything that all the other versions have and then some.
I know at least originally the iPhone was missing some of the extra versions or extra modes, which was one of the big downers for it. I think they added some stuff back in later, like survival, but yeah, if this has all the features, that's definitely awesome.
I'm pretty sure it does. The touch screen is where the game takes place. The top screen has a completely irrelevant animation of zombies up close on their heads as they move across the screen.
Why do they waste processing power on that?
I don't know.
Like, if they could be putting, like, one extra frame per zombie in, like, do that.
And the progress bar is in the top screen, too, for each stage. It's a good game. If you don't have a way to play this game on another platform, and you don't mind paying the cartridge premium, the retail premium for the game, I totally recommend it. I mean, yeah, the graphics aren't as good, but if you haven't played it before, you probably won't notice or care. So,
yeah.
I'm just wondering
if there's a reason why this wasn't on DSiWare.
Probably because they couldn't fit it within the DSiWare size.
You're right. Yeah, I always forget about
that. Especially if they're going to have the reward that you get for beating the main game, which I won't spoil for you guys who haven't played it.
You get to replay it with Luigi?
No, there is a tangible reward that you get for beating the main game, and there's no way they could have fit that into the single player or the DSiWare storage limits. The little video.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe open the secret panel in the cartridge box. There is a cookie.
No. I'm just saying
that would be so. I would buy Plants vs Zombies right now.
I would buy all of them.
There's a video. There's a little music video you get.
Okay.
And there's no way they could.
Is it the There's a Zombie on My Lawn music video?
Yes.
It's on the internet.
One other change that I've noticed is that the Michael Jackson zombie has been removed with a generic disco zombie.
Oh.
What a shame.
Same thing. He moonwalks onto the field, onto the lawn, does a little dance, and then zombies pop up around him and start dancing with him.
Yeah.
He's been rebranded, unfortunately.
Right, right. You know what I really liked when they, I think it was when Michael Jackson died, the Bit Trip guys. Well, no. how the Bit Trip guys, yeah, I'm not,
it was
not
really
that
awesome
up,
when Michael Jackson kicked.
No, the Bit Trip guys made Commander Video, like gave him a glove.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then the Jackson estate immediately pursued them legally.
Yeah.
that's
they wouldn't want to tarnish Michael Jackson's was made. Good name.
Yeah.
The music's the same anyway. On the DS version. Cool.
Random aside, and this has nothing to do, kind of what Neil's been saying, Gaijin Games in a recent interview said they're planning on bringing most, if not all, of the BitTrip games to the iOS.
Yeah.
I'm super happy about that.
Hard to blame them.
They're going
to
be cheaper, and I imagine BitTrip Runner would be awesome on the iPad.
How much is BitTrip Beat? Because isn't that already on iPhone?
Yeah. It is, and it's really good on the iPad.
How much is it?
I've seen it go down to like a dollar or something. I think it's sitting at like $3 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not like that ridiculous price-wise.
You mean that big of a gulf between the
WiiWare
version?
Yeah, it's like $6 to $3. Like, that's not, I mean.
Oh, no, no, I just like being able to, I just like being able to take it with me and stuff. You know?
Okay.
I get more portable.
I like playing them on the TV because you get more of the, like, I think the audio experience is so important with the BitTrip games.
See, and you know, what I liked about BitTrip Beat was being able to sit there with my headphones on.
Yeah.
And completely zone out to it.
Yeah.
But yeah. I guess I've never really been a portable listen to game music on my headphones kind of guy.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I don't know how much more we have to say about... Oh, no, actually. Never mind. I will delete this shitty segue.
Segue.
Deletion,
so, yeah, let's just let's cut to the chase and talk about PSP 2.
No, no.
Okay. No. See, that's why I stopped my segue. We got to talk about the Photoshop contest winner.
Oh, no, I thought we were going to do that at the end.
Let's do it at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
That was a filthy tease.
We should probably probably have a better segue then. So how about that PSP 2?
How about that hot PSP 2?
So let's talk about that, and by let's, I mean, you guys talk, I don't care.
Okay, bye Neil. Go play Dragon Quest.
So, Sony released that new, Neo Geo Pocket.
Well, they didn't release it.
Stop, it's not released. And it's not a Neo Geo Pocket. It's so much better.
Yeah, I really can't stand it when everybody I've heard say Neo Geo Pocket, and I'm like, alright, already. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for killing that joke one more time.
You didn't know it. You didn't know it. I don't blame you.
It is overused, though. I will agree.
Nathan, tell me why I need this system.
Yeah, I want to hear your impassioned speech, sir.
I'm not saying you need it. I'm not saying Neil needs it. I'm not saying Zach needs it. I'm saying that I really want it. personally. Because I found that in the past year, shut up, Neil. That's what I'm saying.
okay.
But
no, you don't.
This is no joke. this is real. I found that I've recently, like in the past years, and actually how I started gaming is handheld gaming. And I didn't buy a PSP for a long time because I was like, oh, that shit's too expensive. I don't want to play, you know, I don't need fancy graphics on my portable. I'll just play the DS.
And yet, it's too expensive, but...
And yet I bought it, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I did buy it.
Oh, that's right, we were talking about it right before the show.
We were,
my mind gone.
But I like being able to have that kind of game everywhere I, you know, go. Because I don't have that much time to sit down in front of the, you know, the Wii or the 360, just in general, so...
Right.
For me, it's purely about portability because I can play this while someone is watching something else. Because you know, my room, I have my consoles in my room, but I'm not always holed up in there, so I can go sit out, be around human beings.
You know, I was gonna make the point earlier that I had a PSP. I actually had a PSP twice. I bought it, sold it, bought it again, sold it again. That's how ridiculous I am with my spending habits. I can't tell you a single game that I played on either PSP for more than 20, 30 minutes. I just never put any time into any of them. That's not true. The first game that I had was Vice City Stories, and I played that for probably 4 or 5 hours. But I guess what I came down to in the end was that I found the PSP incredibly uncomfortable to play on. Like, it was heavy, it was awkward, and I never played on the 2000, 3000, or the Go, so maybe that got better.
You know, the 3000 still hurts for certain kinds of games. Just because of where you have to, like, reach your hand around to. But, you know, the thing I really like playing on it is RPGs. So, you know, that's pretty much what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, there's a pretty good, I mean, DS and PSP both get a lot of RPG
love. They get a ton of great RPGs.
Are you excited for Tactics Ogre? I mean,
yes.
All right, yeah.
This month for RPGs. James Jones.
He doesn't even have a PSP. But I mean, this is just, as an aside, before we go back into the PSP 2 talk, this is just a ridiculous month for portable RPGs.
Yeah.
There's
Dragon Quest VI.
Radiant Historia and Tactics Ogre coming out in a week's span. Like, from February 15th to February 22nd, there are three really, really good-looking RPGs coming out.
Yeah, I still have a giant backlog.
And then Pokemon
backlog.
Comes out a week and a half later.
I have such a big backlog of portable RPGs. But really, when it boils down to it, you know, I like the kind of games that come out on DS and PSP. You know, like generally the Atlas games come out on them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to change because the PSP 2 might be a little more expensive to develop for. But I'm still going to get it because the tech looks so freaking awesome. You know, I like gadgets. I have an iPad. Yeah. As dumb as it sounds.
It doesn't.
But I like shiny new gadgets. So that's another big thing. You know, I'm looking forward to...
I guess if you're into gadget prawn, then this is definitely right up your alley.
Yeah.
So for somebody who doesn't even know if his PC has a video card or not,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being serious...
It's called
if
Run.
If you don't know, it probably doesn't, for the record.
Run VX Diag.
Thank you. That means nothing to me.
You're welcome.
Why? Explain the tech to me in ways I can understand.
Shit can play PS3 looking games.
Nice.
The screen does look freaking awesome.
OLED screen.
Yeah, everyone's
it's
talking
huge.
About the screen.
It
I
has...
don't understand why the screen is more superior to any other screen out there.
OLED screens, my phone has one. They're so vivid. Stuff just looks really nice on them, especially when they have a high resolution.
Yeah.
And this does, you know, so I can only imagine how good games are going to look on it. Even old PSP 1 games probably will look a little
like
better
jump
on it.
From like, you know, the DS from like, or the shitty old Game Boy Advance to things with a backlight.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a resolution thing. Like it's going to look clearer.
Resolution and just the overall quality of the screen.
Hmm.
You know, like it has much better contrast. So stuff just pops a little more.
And then it's going to have a touchpad on the back, but isn't the screen going to be a touch screen too?
It's multi-touch as well.
Can I just say that I really wish they had gone with finger-based touchscreen on the 3DS rather than stylus-based.
Oh my god! Yeah, what is preventing them from doing it?
Well, it's
my thing with that is that
that makes
inset.
No difference.
It's inset too.
That doesn't.
And I know that I said earlier that I kind of like playing Plants vs Zombies with stylus versus the finger, but mm-hmm. stylus is just such a pain in the ass to like get out and put it away every time you.
Yeah,
need to,
but
like...
maybe this is because I have like big hands or something, but like. Like, there's no precision whenever I use my fingers.
There's
nothing. Maybe on an iPad.
Neil, there's nothing stopping them from including a capacitive stylus with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one. It works great.
I mean, I'm just saying that, like, as far as, you know, using your fingers as opposed to a stylus, I'd rather use a stylus because you get precision.
Right.
Like, you couldn't play Picross 3D with your fingers.
No, you could.
No,
but you could most certainly play it with a capacitive stylus.
Yeah.
And it's just nicer tech. Overall.
Yep.
And it's not that 3G compatible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm not really concerned about that.
I think it's going to be, there's going to be two SKUs. There's going to be a Wi-Fi only one, and then the 3G that'll probably come with some sort of plan.
I don't want to be linked to some sort of plan. Everywhere, you know, usually where I'm at, I've got Wi-Fi. So I'm not. You know, I'm not really concerned about it.
Do you think the PSP2 is going to compete with the PlayStation phone that they're releasing?
No. You know what's funny is that, like, the Xperia Play, which is the PlayStation phone.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm in the market for a new phone. I don't think I'd actually get that. No. But there's a part of me that's like, I kind of want to play PSP games.
I don't know that they've announced. I don't think they've announced that it's going to play PSP games.
I think they've all but confirmed it.
I think we know that it can play PlayStation Suite games, right?
That's the thing. It's going to play
PSN?
PlayStation Suite games, which is primarily PS1 games.
Yeah, which is not PSP games, per se.
Which isn't to say
PSN games?
It's not the same as the PSN store, is the thing. It's a whole different different store, which may or may not eventually include PSP games. But right now it's going to include PS1 games and probably some like the PSP minis that are ported over for it. But like it's not a PSP phone. It's a PlayStation branded completely new thing.
Oh, I see. So it's not really connected to the PSP at all.
No, it's not. That said, if they're smart, eventually it'll merge with the with the PSN store, but it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that the tech on this new machine is very impressive, and it kind of makes me a little jealous. I mean, the 3DS looks great, but this new thing looks wonderful. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, here's something else. When I see the 3DS, I think, you know what, this looks like an ugly sandwich. I want to wait for the next version. Except I'm probably going to end up getting it, to be honest. But
me too. We've talked about this.
You know, this version, the launch version. But then when I see the PSP 2, I don't even think that. And it's just like, this is cool as is. I want that.
You see the 3DS.
I think the 3DS's supposed ugliness gets way blown out of proportion. Because when I was, you know, around that whole room filled with 3DS's, like, that system looks good up close. It doesn't look like a retarded sandwich when you're actually looking at it.
That was the first thing I thought.
In real life.
That was the first thing I thought. When it was sitting there in that little glass box and I was standing in that line staring at it, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just from my experience with it, like, you know, shut, open, whatever, like, the gradations between the colors don't look ridiculous.
It's just, why does it have three things?
Well, read the Iwata asks. They have, like, the people who designed it go all over it.
Oh, wow.
But my point was more like, you see the PSP 2, and you see the tech behind it, so what my thought is, we have the technology. Hey, Nintendo, what you doing over there? You know what I mean?
Well, Zach, would you want to pay $400 for a 3DS that kind of technology?
If it had the tech of the...
I probably wouldn't.
If it had the tech of the PSP 2, I would be more willing to buy a Nintendo... If the PSP 2 had Nintendo's name on it, I would be 1,000 times more excited for it.
Me too.
Because I'm really excited for the tech and the possibility of some of the games that are going to come to it. But if I saw that tech and knew Nintendo's name was on it, oh my god.
Right.
You know, I would be so excited for that.
Well, I mean, this isn't new. I mean, this is the same thing that they've been doing for a while now.
I mean, that's what they did with the PSP. You know, this is your console, smaller.
This is what they did with the DS, too. I mean, clearly, when the DS came out, there was better tech available.
Nintendo, yeah, you're right.
Because they put it into the PSP. Like, it's not like this is the first time they've released a handheld that's behind the times. They do it intentionally because they want to sell it to a mass market. And they want the battery to last longer and all these kinds of things.
Well, they don't want the battery to last longer this time.
Well, that has to do with the 3D.
The 3DS battery is going to last the same amount of time as a PSP 2 battery.
Probably.
Yeah, and it's running three screens.
The primary difference now is they have another competitor who's able to price that similar technology at the mass market price.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say that there's a big shocker and the PSP 2 is announced at $300, which is only $50 above the 3DS, and Sony would
that's
be wise to price it that low, even though they won't in a million
if
years.
If Sony wants to lose a lot of money, they'll price it that low. They're not going to price it that
low. They won't
price
it that low, but this is just a hypothetical situation. If the PSP 2 comes out and it's $300, how many of us would buy it?
I'm not buying anything at that price.
I would buy it at $350.
Like, if I already have $250 saved up for the 3DS and the PSP 2 is $50 more, hell yeah, I'm buying that. It won't have Mario, but it'll have, Metal Gear.
Yeah.
I'm not buying either.
So will the 3DS.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy either.
I know, but...
And it'll have the better Metal Gear game if they're going to, port Metal Gear Solid 4 over.
You know what? Maybe they could pretty up Portable Ops and give me a game with two analog sticks that works.
They could do the same thing with Peace Walker.
I mean,
please.
Walker, that's the one I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give me a functional game, please.
But I mean, that's my whole thing with the PSP 2 is that, like, the games aren't necessarily there for me. Like, I'm interested in some of those Atlas RPGs. Like, I know, I think we were talking a little bit last week. I think it was not on the show, but, like, you know, I really would love to play Persona 3 Portable, but that's not like buying, it's not like a system seller for me. It's more like, if I happen to have the system, oh, that'd be cool to play that game. Just like, you know, portable Uncharted game. If I happen to have the system, oh, that'd be fun to play, but I'm not going to go out and buy a $400 portable to play a game that I can play a superior version on my PS3 that I already own.
That's my final point, I guess, that I want to make on this, is that at the end of the day, I'm not going to buy a new game system anytime soon. I don't have the money to buy even a 3DS, let alone a PSP 2.
Me neither.
With that said, I think it's kind of hard to just get excited about a system that I'm not going to buy. So it's very possible that I'm kind of convincing myself not to get excited about it. I know for a fact that if I was in a position in my life right now where I could go blow $400 on a handheld, I would buy this handheld, and I would be excited about it right now. Yeah. And that's probably part of the reason that I'm not.
I think if I were like a sophomore in college, or at least, you know, like, because I was working a job on campus where I was making like consistent money, I would probably get the 3DS and the PSP 2. Like, both at launch, because I could.
I am the senior in college, almost getting kicked out of the house, not quite, so I could feasibly blow money on this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, it's not coming out until after you're out of college, so.
You know, another stop crushing my dreams, thing is, Neil, that both the 3DS and the PSP2 are more or less being positioned as the next console cycle.
Yeah.
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 Dude, I'm excited. I love stuff going portable. I play my portables.
No, I mean, in all honesty,
more.
Like, I mean, the PSP 2 does look like looks like a nice piece of tech, and it's something that, in a different world, I'd probably be more excited for. But it's just like the games need to show up for it more because I don't really have the same faith.
We say the same.
I don't have the same faith in Sony as I do in Nintendo. But Nintendo's proven, at least with the DS, as far as like with touchscreen stuff, is that like the games will come. Like, it's going to be a slow launch. And I mean, unless the 3DS is a colossal failure, which I doubt that's going to happen.
It'll take over
it could be a little less than amazing, but it's not going to fail. I think that's pretty much all but confirmed. But I mean, you know the games are going to come. I mean, this is what happened with the DS, and I suspect that there will be less time of, you know, this kind of weak launch window, and come summer, we're going to be looking at all the 3DS games coming out over the summer and in the fall and just be like, damn, that is fine-ass lineup.
I imagine so.
If that doesn't happen, I will be shocked.
One thing that deters me from the 3DS is the fact that I don't think full titles are going to be available for download.
I don't think that's going to happen. I hear like people saying it every now and then, but I think that's more like people misreading videos about the eShop.
I think so.
What do you mean full titles? You mean real games
like,
or not?
Yeah,
just
the big release. The big release isn't going to be there. You know.
Oh no.
That's all probably the biggest. Like, thing that I love about my iPod Touch is that I don't have to carry cartridges around with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm at the point where all my PSP games, except for Final Fantasy Tactics, are digital.
I'd like to get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just out of curiosity, how many PSP games are available for download? Like, is it a good majority? Are there any games that are noticeable absences?
A pretty good majority of them.
Certainly
I think. I mean, like, I know Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep is not available for download.
Which is so
weird. Kind of preposterous.
Right, it doesn't make much sense. I think it's just about everything you would want to buy.
The God of War's
around
there, the Mega Mans, the Patapons, Metal Gears.
Pretty much everything is on there. You know?
That's cool.
Angry Birds.
And it goes on sale,
I think,
too.
I think Johnny probably, it may have been on RFN, I think it was on the forums where I read it. But he was saying about how he's excited for the PSP 2 because He'll get one and then have all those PSP games to play too.
Yep.
That might be my case. I mean, we'll see what else is announced and what happens come fall. I doubt I'll have the money for it, but you know, I am kind of interested in a PSP.
Yeah. Well, I think that probably just about wraps that up, don't you guys?
I think so.
Yeah.
Email us, newscast@nintendoworldreport.com. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we got one last thing.
We do.
We had the Photoshop contest for the Fling Smash plushie. And the winner is... Who's going to say it?
Zach, Andy. You idiot.
No, it's Andy. I can't pronounce it.
What's your face?
I lost the thing. Oh, there it is.
Alexandra Trottier.
Yes.
There you go.
She made
correctly.
A...
We'll post it in the thread. It's the winner.
Yeah.
And let me tell you right now, I'm disappointed at all of our listeners. You guys could have gone balls out with the material I gave you.
The title of the winning entry was Nintendogs plus Zach, for anyone who cares.
And it was creepy. It was creepy.
Yeah. It was pretty fantastic.
But, you know, Zach, really, I think it's because the base material was already gold. What can I do to make this better? I don't know. There's a grown man in a dinosaur onesie. What do I do to make this strange? Do I add anything? No, it will just add normalcy to it.
A topless man holding a giant wooden knife covered in...
That was just disgusting. I would add some clothing to you.
Thaddeus Venture.
Yep.
Anyway, good job.
Congrats.
Alexandra. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. If not, darn. Sorry.
Congratulations.
You'll get a stupid-looking plush.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Send your mailing. We'll contact you, but be sure to send your mailing address to newscast@nintendoworldreport.com so we can send it to you. Yay.
All of you. Yay. All of the listeners.
Email us.
We'll have to do this more often.
Rate us on iTunes. Yay.
See you next week,
right,
folks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're out.
Stop.
I'm pressing stop.